Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mindset Goddess. I'm Valeska. I am your show host. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you are all having a wonderful day so far and are ready for the weekend. It's Friday. Yay! I know that I'm definitely ready for a break. So, in today's episode, we will talk about how to deal with anxiety. Dealing with anxiety can be really, really difficult. And I just want to say that for some people, medication might be required, for others, not. What I suggest is that if you are suffering from anxiety, to speak to a counselor or a therapist about it, and together with your therapist, you too can decide whether or not medication is something that would be useful for you. I just wanted to share a personal story with you just to kind of help you a little bit and give you that connection that anxiety can happen to anyone. It can happen easily. It can happen to a woman, a man, people of different ages. It can be a result of different situations, different circumstances. And I want you to know that you are not alone in this. You are not alone in this fight. So I want to share my personal story with you just to help you know that, to know it better, that I understand. I understand what it feels like to live with anxiety on a daily basis. The anxiety that I suffer from is not related to a lot of different things, and it's not something that takes over my life, and it's not something that prevents me from achieving my goals and living my life with the people that I love. But it is something that is in me every day, and I fight against it every day. I never took medication for it. That was my personal choice. I never felt that I really needed it, nor that I want it. Because I'm able to still live my everyday life as a healthy adult and do the things that are important and be responsible, anxiety did not take over my life. So I never felt that I wanted to medicate. So for me, that was not the right choice. So I do not take any medication for my anxiety. My anxiety is related to the world of parenting. That's where my anxiety is. I don't have any anxiety regarding friendships or relationships or work or anything like that. It is strictly in the area of parenting. And I think that this all started because I went through my pregnancy alone for most of it. So I knew when I was 3 months pregnant and on that I would be on that journey alone. And even though it took me a few months to get used to that, I still felt very alone in the situation. And even though I had a loving family around me, like my sister and her family and my parents and my best friends, I was still alone. I was alone in the sense that I didn't have that loving partner at my side when I was nauseous, when I was sick, when I didn't have energy, when I had aches and pains, when I went to the doctor visits and I had pictures of the baby. I didn't get to share that with a loving partner. So I missed out on all of these beautiful moments of pregnancy. And I feel like I was really robbed of those really special moments, moments that are so special for women, right? Especially for women, for men too, but I think especially for women. I was robbed of all of that. So for me, my pregnancy was a very lonely journey. Of course, I accepted what happened. I accepted it that I was going to be on my own, but it was a very difficult and lonely journey. And so was the day that I gave birth to my son. I had to do a cesarean surgery, and my mom was there at the hospital. And I'm so grateful to my mom that she was there and she held the baby after the baby was born. It was amazing. I'm so grateful for that. I don't know what I would have done without my mom, actually. So I'm really grateful to her. But I was still alone. And it was so hard for me to sit in that hospital room with, I gave birth in Budapest, Hungary, in Europe. And I was in a room with three other moms. And it was so hard for me to watch these three moms with their partners. Everyone either had a boyfriend or a husband there. And I was the only one without that. I didn't have that. And because my mom is my mom, she was not allowed into the room like the husbands and boyfriends were. So I was alone while these women were visiting with their partners and their babies. And that was really painful for me. That was really, really hard for me. Not only was I about to start something new in my life, which is to raise this little baby, something that I knew nothing about, but I was doing it alone without a loving partner. And this was the start of my anxiety problems. And this anxiety stayed with me throughout the years. And fast forward, my son is 5 years old now, and I still live with this anxiety on a daily basis. Again, I choose not to take medication for it, but for some people, maybe medication is a better option. I choose to just live with it and deal with it on my own timing, and using the techniques that I am going to offer you. I am much better with my anxiety now than I was a few years ago. Every year it improves a lot, every single year. But I notice that if I don't do the things that I'm going to tell you in a second, I go backwards a little bit. So it's really important for me to always be active with these things that help to fight anxiety. My anxiety levels now are more about whether I am making the right choices for my son as a parent who's raising him. Am I damaging him by doing this, or am I helping him? You know, these are the kind of questions I ask myself a lot. How does this affect him now? How does this affect him in the future? But I still have this anxiety, like when I drop him off at school, I'm really worried. I pray really hard for like 10 minutes every single morning after I drop him off at preschool. I pray to God that he keeps him safe. And it's like a 10-minute prayer every single morning. But I can feel the difference. It's not just this normal, natural prayer, just a normal prayer that you would say every day. It's this prayer driven by anxiety. There's anxiety behind it. There's worry behind it. There's worry that something's going to happen to him when he's at school. There's worry that he's going to fall down the stairs. There's worry that a car is going to hit him in the city when he crosses to go to the park. You know, crosses the street to go to the park. These are the kind of things I worry about. And it's a different kind of worry, because I'm not used to him being away from me, and I'm not used to him going to preschool yet. I haven't gotten used to it. I was so used to him being with me all the time, you know, constantly with me, and we were always together because I raised him alone, so always, always together. I work from home, so I'm able to do that. So he was always attached to me, and detaching myself has given me a lot of anxiety. And I continue to work on it and continue to live with it on a daily basis. I don't want to keep talking about myself because I could seriously go on and on. I have so much to say about this topic, so I don't want to bore you with too many details. But I just wanted you to know that you're not alone. I get it. It is a daily struggle. Believe me, it's a daily, daily, daily struggle. But there are things that you can do to work on that. One thing that I find really helps me, and if I don't do this, then my anxiety levels are much worse. One thing that I find is helpful is to do a lot of meditation, a lot of deep breathing. Try to do yoga if you can. You can sign up with one of those apps and do it with your phone or your iPad or computer. These are the things that are going to help you to learn to manage and to control your anxiety levels. Speak to a therapist, decide whether you need medication or not. Whether you are taking medication or not, these methods are wonderful for your mind, your body, and your soul. So I highly recommend them. And also a big thing in my life is journaling. Yes, it's kind of time consuming. And yes, we're all very, very busy. But I notice if I don't journal every day, then I kind of go backwards also. And I'm more anxious. So it really helps to get those thoughts down on paper. So journaling, meditation, yoga, deep breathing. And another thing which I think is really crucial is to spend some time alone. And I know that maybe that's hard for some of you, especially if you have families, but try to spend 10 minutes alone every day in total silence. No phone, no computer, no music, nothing in front of you. Just total silence. And this is separate. This is different from meditation. I don't want you to meditate when you're doing this. I want you to just be in the moment. Just be still with your thoughts. I want you to get in touch with your thoughts doing this. With meditation, we're trying to push thoughts out of our mind and we're trying to just relax our minds. With this, you are just relaxing yourself so that you can be open to the thoughts that you have that normally you're not hearing because you're so busy living your everyday life. So for this exercise, just sit alone for 10 minutes every day with nothing in your hands and nothing in front of you and just think. Just think. Whatever thoughts come to mind, come to surface into your mind, just let them come. Let them come out. Whether they are negative or positive, let them come out. We as human beings need time to be able to do that. We need time to allow our thoughts to surface. We're so busy all the time living our lives that we forget to do that. We forget to take a few minutes to ourselves every day to just be still and be in the moment. And when you are still, when you are quiet and you are in the moment, you will be amazed at what surfaces. You will be amazed at what comes to your mind, what thoughts come out of your mind. So take a few minutes to do this every day, and it's going to really help you guys. These are the techniques that I use, and I know some of you might be thinking, oh, wow, her son is 5 years old, and she still has anxiety. Yes, it's a long process. Yes, I still have anxiety, but my anxiety levels are different, and they're much, much better now than they were before. Much, much better. And I don't know. I am not someone who prescribes medication, so I don't know much about medication and how it works. Maybe with medication, I would have dealt with it faster. I don't know. But it was my personal choice not to take it. So with my journey, this is how long it's taken me to deal with my anxiety and learn to manage it and control it. My anxiety is not gone, but I manage it. I control it, and I'm able to still live my life every day and work and accomplish my goals and love my family and friends. So that's the key, I think. I hope that you will find these techniques helpful. Please come back on Monday for another episode. Have a wonderful weekend, and if you have not subscribed, please go ahead and do so. I'd love to have you back. Take care.